GAA.
Delighted to say that Aoife Murray, former Cork star, is on the line. Aoife, I don't know if you happened to hear us there. We were going through all of the great ladies football action over the weekend, and I'm always hate when I have to start and talk about controversies off the field, but unfortunately that is what we are going to be starting with, because I guess it's probably have to be said that it's a big blow for the Camogie Association to be losing their sponsor just ahead of the championship. Liberty Insurance are not going to be sponsoring them.
Yeah, look, I think, look, in the COVID world we live in, I suppose the last thing you want as well is to be chasing a sponsor with, I suppose, the financial effects of the pandemic. That, I think, coupled with the controversy and maybe the negative press the association has received over the past maybe 8 to 6 weeks, I'm not too sure how that's going to affect, I suppose, Camogie's ability to negotiate, I suppose, the best possible package for Camogie. Look, you never want to weaken your negotiations position, but I'm not too sure ours is in the strongest position currently.
Yeah, it is difficult. And Aoife, like, I know it's two different sports and you don't want to compare them, but when you're looking at ladies football and kind of the strides that they've been making, you can't help but feel that Camogie's almost chasing, trying to make up that ground.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to be negative towards Liberty Insurance. They did the best that they could over the past few years. Obviously, bringing the All-Stars into play was a big step forward. I suppose you'd have to question, why did it take us so long when you look at your counterparts in ladies football? But I suppose there are times from the Camogie's point of view, we were a little bit envious looking over the fence, I suppose, at what little we're doing with LGFA, with how they built up, I suppose, those record-breaking numbers in September, and they really, really built it up. Whether there was one or 50,000 people paying at the gate, Marie, it didn't matter because of the I suppose, the social occasion and the record-breaking environment that they planned and marketed that day as. No, I do think that Camogie, we've done well throughout championship with numbers, but we really need someone of that type of sponsor who's going to jump in and see, I suppose, women's sport where it is coming to the fore and it is quite popular. So I do think that there is an opportunity there as long as we pitch it to the correct partner.
Aoife, just, you know, sticking with, I suppose, the LGFA, their setup with sponsorship, when you look at their levels of sponsorship, they have multiple sponsors. You know, I know everybody thinks it's just Lidl and possibly TG Car, but for every programme they have running, they have a separate sponsor. You know, you would have seen this week that Glenveagh came on board. You know, what do you think is stopping Camogie possibly going down that route, or perhaps they've tried to go down that route? You know, I know at the minute they don't have a communications manager since February. You know, would that have an impact on all of that?
Yeah, and I think, look, I suppose at the end of the day as well, COVID has hit many organisations numbers-wise, body-wise and financially as well. Whether they've done it or not, I don't know, being honest. I would be extremely disappointed if they haven't gone down the multiple sponsor route. We in Cork Camogie, we have done it for years, whether it's the Slitters being sponsored, whatever we could, as long as it was within the agreed partnership with the main sponsor, right? I would be very disappointed if they haven't done that route, or at the very least, they have pushed and it hasn't worked. Regarding the communications manager, that's a big thing for me. That, look, we've been advertising that role. I don't think there's been any announcements, but I certainly haven't seen any public announcements been made that position has now been filled. But I think with everything that has happened over the past maybe 2 months, if that position hasn't been nailed down, I think if I was in that position, my employment package would be growing by the day.
Well, look, there are a lot of positives as well. And, you know, I guess when things happen and there's controversies, whether it's about fixtures or coin tosses or whatever it is, they tend to get a lot of coverage. But at the same time, it is really important to highlight the positives. And one of those positives, Aoife, is that the league final is going to be on television, and also it's going to have fans in it as well, which will make it a really brilliant occasion.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, as you said, there's been a lot of negatives, but there's positives that we can't forget as well. And having that final as one of the test events, I think, is an excellent occasion for Camogie. Now, albeit there'll be a couple of hundred there, I'll certainly be one of them that'll be trying to get a ticket to actually get to a game. You know, since I retired, my last Cork game was actually the All-Ireland semi-final, which is mad to think that I haven't been able to go to a game since. And for me, I think it's a great test event for Camogie. I just hope that the game lives up to the expectation and to maybe helping us as an association to promote that game even more. But I think, listen, it's fantastic. Crow Park, people at the game, listen, what more could you want?
Yeah, and like I was at a couple of the games last year and saw some on the TV as well, and they looked really well. It's great to have them on RTE, have the full presentation. And I think as well, Aoife, like, you know, just Nadine there at the top of the show, going through the games, going through the players, having that honest analysis, asking the hard questions, going through players, what they're doing, what they're not doing, what areas they need to improve. You know, it's not token anymore. We're getting hard analysis of our women's sport, and that's a sign of progress too.
Yeah, and I think looking from a player's perspective, look, there's nothing worse than seeing the token or getting the token questions and reading some of the maybe the analysis on whether it's written media, print media or TV. There's nothing worse than as a player who you're giving absolutely everything to be the best player you can and seeing a level of tokenism. They want to see hard-hitting analysis and understand exactly, as you said, those areas that they need to improve on or even strengthen further. And I think with players, recent players being involved in that analysis, you would only hope that it's going to be maybe directed, honest, and communicated effectively so that it becomes more of a sport in an analytical way.
Yeah, because you want to, you know, have those water cooler conversations about the women's games as much as the men's games as well. So it is great to see it all advancing. And just another story from today as well, Aoife, there was a mediation talks last night and it was agreed that the outstanding provincial and All-Ireland series games from the 2020 club camogie season are going to be played later on in the year. It was a difficult few weeks for those clubs involved as well. They really wanted their season to finish. They were quite vocal about it. Those mediation talks lasted 4 hours last night, but the clubs have got the result they were looking for. Is it the right thing, do you think, that they get to play their games?
Well, I think you almost have to go back to what message was being sent by Camogie to the clubs in the first quarter of the year. You know, I've read articles, I think it was one of the McGraths had put it in a local newspaper regarding the communications coming from Camogie Association was that this competition will be finished in 2021. Now, look, Marie, if that is the case, and I can only assume that it is the case, then that's possibly where the error happened, because, you know, there's nothing better than an early no. An early and quick no is always better. And to be promised something, look, January, February, March, the country was in a world of pain in regard to COVID numbers and hospitalizations. I just don't understand how an association could promise something in that first quarter of this year. You know, I couldn't even be promised when I could get back to my desk. So I think that's possibly where the first error was, that maybe if that communication had come earlier, before we had to go down the route of polling our club players with regard to an option one and an option two. And it really did pit players against each other. I have nothing but respect for the players who drove this and who fought their way to these mediation table. You would love to have been a fly on the wall for those 4 hours and heard what was actually spoken. Whether it's the right thing or not, Marie, we've got our resolution and we have our answer. And I think now we just need to make sure that there's not going to be clashes for that club window later this year. I think they're down to play mid-November to December, which is the same time as the provincials for 2021 are in the calendar. So look, that's probably more tricky to do. I still would still think there was an earlier window to play this, which was in around the June or May, I should say, when the leagues, national leagues, are being played. I know Camogie, I think, cited that as one of the reasons why they wouldn't do it, but it's happened in previous years, Marie. So unless it was down to facilities, possibly, I think there was an earlier window for it to happen. But I'm just really happy it's done, it's agreed, and all those players now can breathe a sigh of relief and just get back to the training pitch and enjoy Camogie.
Aoife, just to come in again, you know, what you said there about being, you know, putting yourself in a position where you're promising that games will be played mid-pandemic. You know, the LGFA took the decision that their 2020 club championship plan, it was to run it on a provincial basis with no plan for an All-Ireland series because they couldn't promise it, obviously. And the provincial series, they didn't get finished, obviously, due to COVID restrictions. But it has since been left up to each province to decide if and when to recommence this year. Now, it isn't clear yet if any province aside from Leinster are going to finish their championships. But, you know, I know it's difficult for the club players, but it probably was the right decision for the LGFA to not make those promises. And you know, just to go back to what you said initially as well, you know, and a question for you, would that original format have allowed for the completion of the 2020 club season? And did the intervention of the GPA and, you know, the threatened strike action and everything that went with it, do you think that led to maybe a prioritisation of the elite inter-county players? And as you said, you know, the club player was forgotten about, because only 53% voted in favour of that revised format, and that's not overwhelming.
No, I think if you actually look at the what's more disappointing about the polling, Nadine, was actually only 64%. I don't have the number here in front of me. In around that figure, actually responded to the poll, which actually probably
very low.
That to me is certainly an area for the Camogie Association to reflect upon and analyse. Why was it such a low response on the poll? Because it was literally affecting every single club. So that was one area of that poll where I was disappointed with. With regards to the actual way that the year was planning out, there was going to be a very narrow window for club championship. And yes, the provincial and All-Ireland club championships were going to be completed within that option one, that first window. The issue there was with the inter-county players was it was completely going to pit the club player versus the inter-county player with regards to that small window for championship. Because I can genuinely say, hand on heart, Nadine, the majority of managers were not going to release their club players or their county players back to their club. And that, to me, you know, you mentioned the word elitism. We have to realise that some of these clubs are elite as well because they're playing in the provincial and All-Ireland stages, OK? And to me, the club player should have taken priority, as in the everyday club player. And to me, having that small, short window, like, are you telling me that Paddy was going to release his Cork players back to club for that short window?
Well, you'd know.
I couldn't see that happening, right?
I don't think anybody could, Aoife.
Unless something has happened, significantly changed, I couldn't see that. And that's the issue that we had, say, with regards to the GPA, Nadine, was, look, our players have to come first.
Yeah.
And we knew exactly the position that they were going to be put in with. And I know they had said, I kind of understood where option one was coming from a Camogie sense. Going back to, I suppose, the conversation of sponsors, they obviously knew that Liberty Insurance wasn't going to be the championship sponsors, and they wanted that gap, I would assume, to try and negotiate a new package with a new sponsor. But look, our club players have to be looked after in the same instance, and we cannot have a situation where we're pitting a county player versus club.
Aoife, I said at the top of this conversation that it wasn't it great we're talking about all the action on the field, and we ran out of time and didn't get to speak about any of the action on the field. But look, there was no real big shocks last weekend. Cork, Kilkenny and Galway getting the wins, and then there's two quarterfinals at the weekend, Kilkenny and Limerick and Tipperary. And awfully, Aoife Murray will be talking about all of them next week, because I'm feeling that is going to be the end of the controversy for a while. Thanks so much for joining us.
Game on. Check out the podcast on the RTÉ Radio Player app.